We all know professional basketball players have it good. They get paid a lot of money. They get lots of attention. But at least at your job, you probably won't get fined for untucking your shirt or chewing gum during the national anthem if they played the national anthem at your job. Those are just a couple of the new NBA rules aimed at rehabbing the league's sometimes tarnished image. Joining me to talk about this is NPR's Luke Burbank. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Mike.
So the new rules, get into them.
Well, there's a whole bunch of little things that the league is really trying to crack down on, stuff like the headbands you wear.
Okay, you know what, Luke? I'm thinking we're here, we're talking about basketball, we're in this sterile studio. What do you say we get out of here, we go to a real NBA game?
Okay.
So we're here at a Clippers-Heat game. And, Luke, what kinds of rules is the NBA looking out for this year? Sort of excessive celebration stuff?
They're talking about, like, microscopic celebration here in the NBA. The revelry that can only happen in the illicit art of moving your wristband up to your bicep, that's something that's actually now banned in the NBA. You cannot wear wristbands on your bicep. You also have to keep your uniform tucked in at all times, even if you're on the bench.
Mike, turn that down for a second. You know, it would appear that the real world is actually a kind of a loud place. Maybe we should just do it here.
Yeah, it's easier to collect your thoughts without Clipper Nation roaring in your ears.
Anyway, the league has all these new rules this year that they've been doing it for the last few seasons, but it seems to be getting even more nitpicky. For instance, this season, you're not allowed to, as a player, chew gum when the national anthem is being played. You're not allowed to sort of shift back and forth from foot to foot. You're not allowed to wear just any old headband. There's a league-approved headband that has the NBA logo on it, and they're just getting a very, very, you know, kind of hall monitor with it.
So what do the players say about being enrolled against their will at Miss Porter's School for Girls?
Well, I actually talked to a bunch of them before that game that you and I were at, and a lot of them did not even know about a lot of the sort of more obscure rules. There was one guy, though, Chris Kamen. He's a center for the LA Clippers. He had heard of some of them, and he actually sort of said he understands why these rules have been put in place.
I think our image has been bad in the past, you know, with the whole Indiana-Detroit fight. I heard it a little bit, and then some guys get in trouble for drug charges, guns, and fights, and different things like that. It's tough.
Now, Kamen's teammate, a guy named Aaron Williams, he actually was unaware until I told him that he's been risking a fine every time he chews his forbidden gum during the anthem.
It's not like I'm blowing bubbles or anything, so it's like every day there's a new rule that we haven't heard about. So what you gonna do? You gonna fight the system?
Now, Mike, the rule, though, that's getting the players most riled up is this new league-wide no whining policy, which in years past, they've, you know, if there's a call, a player doesn't agree with it, they sort of stomp around or yell or, you know, point at the ref or whatever. If you do anything, if you look cross-eyed at the ref now, you will get a technical foul. And they've given out a lot more technical fouls up to this point in this season than they have in seasons past.
David Stern is the commissioner of the NBA. What's his motivation here?
Well, he says he just wants the players to comport themselves like professionals. His critics would say that he's trying to sort of sanitize the league, take off all the rough edges so that more Americans who are, you know, might turn on the TV and see the NBA will think it's a great thing and want to spend money on it. You know, the idea being that he's sort of trying to make the league less Dave Chappelle and maybe more Bill Cosby.
All right. NPR's Luke. Hey, you know what, Luke? We're still here in the studio. Let's close this thing out from the Coliseum.
I do know that parents and people who coach youth leagues, for instance, are very concerned with sportsmanship. I guess that's the main point of some of these restrictions.
Mike, I want to answer your question, but we've reached probably the most exciting point in any professional basketball game, the half-court shot for a truck. Oh, and he actually hit the backboard, which is better than most guys.
Stop the beat.